Hey Spartans, it's Dr. L here with Spartan Mind, your chief mind doc for Spartan. So today I want to talk about the importance of being alone. Yes, being alone. Now you might be thinking, wait a second, Dr. L has talked about how we're so disconnected and how we need to connect with people and have a strong social support. Yeah, those things are true. And it's also important for you to learn and tolerate being alone. It doesn't mean that you need to break up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or divorce somebody that you're married to. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is that it's really important for you to be alone with your thoughts, with your feelings, and with yourself regularly. Now, you could do that in your house, right? You could go to your room and just sort of have some alone time. You could go to the movies. That's my favorite place to be alone. You could be alone on the trails with your own thoughts and what's coming into your mind. Anywhere, really, you can be alone. People are scared of being alone, though, because they feel like if they do something alone, that somehow that is an indication that they don't have friends, right? Or that they are lonely. Listen, I'll be honest with you. Some of the most depressed people that I've had in my office have a huge support system, but they feel lonely all the time. Being alone does not necessarily mean that you're lonely. Now, yes, I can guarantee that the times when I've sat at a restaurant by myself and enjoyed a meal with a book, I've had people around other tables look at me and probably think to themselves, oh gosh, sad, she's so alone. Okay, well, yeah, great. I can enjoy myself doing that. And it's important that you get used to it for a few reasons. One, you need to learn how to tolerate yourself. You need to learn how to just be okay with your own thoughts and feelings and stand in that moment of self-reflection where you are by yourself, where you don't always have somebody else feeding you information or engaging you in conversation that keeps you busy, right? Another important reason is that we have sort of lost the art of solitude. We are always with someone or something. You know what that something is? Yeah, it's your phone. And so if you're always on your phone, you're always using your phone, then you're not engaging with your own thought processes, right? You're letting other people dictate how you feel. You're waking up and you're immediately checking your email, and that sets the tone for the day. It's important that you tap into yourself, that you tune into what's going on with you. And being alone sometimes can help facilitate that. And the next is, being alone is an excellent practice for you to challenge that idea that being by yourself is somehow a measure of your worth or value. It's not. We can be alone and be just as worthy and valuable and deserving of love and belonging. Being with somebody doesn't mean that we're any more of those things, okay? And when you practice being alone, when you practice going to the movie by yourself or having a meal by yourself or getting a cup of coffee by yourself, those are the things that remind you that you're just as worthy and valuable as you were before when you were out with a bunch of friends or when you were running the trails with a colleague, okay? So practice being alone. Once a week, do something by yourself, okay? And I'm going to challenge you to maybe do it in public. Go get a meal by yourself. See what that feels like. Challenge all of those beliefs that come up for you sitting at the table. When you go to the hostess station, you say, just one, please. Be by yourself. Let yourself be alone. See how that feels. Learn to tolerate it. I'll check in with you later.